was that? Okay. Welcome, guys. Welcome. I'm trying to speak up because I feel like I tend not to. But welcome back to another episode. Guys, I'm trying to be consistent. If there's anyone who loves this podcast, look, I'm trying. Okay, I know it doesn't sound like it, but like, yeah, I love this podcast. You know, even though I'm inconsistent, I keep coming back. It's like that one toxic person that's like, you just keep going. Fuck. But welcome back to the podcast. I don't even know the last time I posted an episode. I'll check. But yes, I am back. And yes, I was admitted to a hospital. So I'm going to speak on that. Speak on other things. Speak on all the drama that's even going on the internet, you know, all that jazz. A lot has happened since the last time I recorded. And you know me, we gotta give my opinion, you know. And then I'm gonna answer some questions and all that shit. I like saying shit like that. But yeah, welcome to the podcast. If it's your first time listening, welcome. I'm the host. I mean, who else is there? Let's be real. This is Whatever's On, where we honestly just talk about whatever I want. You know, whatever's on my mind, whatever's going on, you know, just chill, you know. That's like one of the most professional intros. Okay, fuck this, I'm out. Bitch. I wouldn't say bitch and then I kinda, okay, whatever. My shit almost fell. Okay, welcome. So I wanted to also say that I'm in the kitchen right now because it's one. Okay, I forgot. I was listening when I tell the day. So it is Friday, November 17th. It's Friday. What? Okay, and it's 1 p.m. right now. I'm in the kitchen cooking, so I'm recording in the kitchen, and the tripod that I'm using is a fucking it's a bottle of oil. Okay, it's not even that funny, but it looks so fucking weird. Like, if anything falls, just know that is why. Wait, let me move it back a little bit. But it's low-key kind of comfortable, low-key. But anyways, welcome! Okay, I already said the intro, so... Yeah, last time I posted was in September. So I kind of want to speak up on, you know, where I've been. All of the times when I record and not the times when I don't record. I don't often come back with an explanation because I feel like we've normalized me not being consistent. But a lot has kind of happened, you know. Also my relationship status. And I'll speak on all that. I just actually thought about that because I have a notification. But, okay. Let me speak on, I don't even know what this title is going to be, but the first thing I want to speak on is the fact that I was admitted. So, on the 23rd, okay, also, before I get into that, wait, hold on. So, YouTube, let me say this. So, if there's anyone who is, yo, this is crazy now that I think about it. Like, because I'm thinking that, okay, so let me explain what happened. Okay, let me just, fuck, I'm not even explaining properly. Okay, so listen. YouTube. So when I was in the clinic, right, I'll get into everything about that. But when I was in the clinic, I had the idea to vlog. Because it's definitely an experience. I've never been admitted to a clinic before. Hopefully, I'm not admitted again. Like, now that I'm home, I look back on the videos. And, like, you know, it was something I was like, let me vlog this. This is... like unique content, like content that not just anybody can post. Like, this is a rare video. This is a video that, you know, people may want to see what it's like. I was actually not allowed to record, which may be even why the video may, you know, people may want to see what it's like because you're not actually allowed to record. But I did manage to record regardless. And yeah, I recorded a video, right? And the video is kind of like, I explained in the video, like, it was, okay, so, yeah. This is so difficult because I don't know where to start, but basically, right, okay, no, let me start like this. On the 23rd of November, which is a Monday, my parents took me to a doctor. We spoke, and I was diagnosed with depression. By the way, they don't know shit! Okay, I am not depressed for shit, bro. That doctor doesn't know shit about me. I'm not depressed. What the hell? But anyways, I was diagnosed with depression and all that jazz. So then they were going to admit me to a clinic. And it was like a thing of like, I was just so confused because my parents weren't really even telling me like what's going on. We were just driving to a clinic and yeah. So the doctor was talking about inpatient and outpatient. And I also, that was not really explained to me. But then after the appointment with the doctor, we were driving to the clinic. So at this point, my parents are just talking amongst themselves. I'm just sitting there, not really knowing what's going on. Like I know, but no one's really telling me. So it's like, I don't know 100%. And then my mom spoke up and spoke like, yo, you're going to be admitted, blah, 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 as an inpatient. So I was never really told the difference between an inpatient and an outpatient. But if I, this is how I know what it is based off the situation. So if I were to be going to school, I would be admitted as an outpatient. But because at the time I wasn't going to school, which currently now I'm not going to school, being admitted as an inpatient. So you can kind of figure out the difference between the two. That is honestly all I know. I wasn't actually told like the proper definition, but based off that, I figured it out. So I was admitted as an inpatient. I'm not allowed to leave and all that. You know, the clinic has its rules. Maybe I'll get into that. Maybe I won't. So yeah, on that same Monday, we went to the clinic and that was great. You know, I was just like, okay, like I don't really, you know, the reality hasn't hit me yet. We're walking there. We see the clinic. We're not actually allowed inside. We'll go to the reception, but we're not allowed inside like the ward and all that shit. I vlogged the place, so you will see it more. But then, yeah. And then we leave. We go back home. And they basically said they're going to call in when there's an available bed. Okay. Tuesday rolls around. Wednesday, November 25th. The day I was admitted. Bro, it was just like, damn. You know, like I was packing up and shit. Like, it is November 17, like I said. So it's been like, what, 4 weeks since then. So like, you know, my memory isn't like 100%. I remember the situation, but like, I don't remember detail for detail. Just keep that in mind. But I remember I was packing and all that. And then, yeah, I left the house with my mom and dad. And I got to the clinic. And yeah, they walked me in. And then they told my parents that visitors or... Yeah, like, the only people allowed in are the doctors, nurses, cleaners, the staff and all that shit, and the patients. Meaning that my parents weren't allowed beyond a certain point, which was after the door. So they weren't allowed. The nurse was the one who was going to take me in. So then, you know, I said my goodbyes. Wait, before I said my goodbyes, my mom was like, yo, can she use her phone, like, to call and stuff, and the Wi-Fi and stuff. And believe me when I say this, there's no Wi-Fi. Look, that is my first time being admitted, so I don't know if it's normal for not doctors, hospitals and clinics to not have Wi-Fi. So it was like, damn, I'm not about to have some. Bro, like at the time, I wasn't told how long I was going to be in clinic for. So even when I was packing, it's like I didn't have an idea like how much clothes I should pack. I just kind of packed all the clothes that I liked. And it was a thing, like, now they tell me there's not going to be Wi-Fi. And I don't even know how long I'm going to be in here for. So I was like, no fucking way. Like, you guys are not about to leave me in this dumbass clinic with no Wi-Fi. And then, yeah, they were going to buy me some airtime. And with airtime, I can use it to buy data. So I'll survive. And then I said goodbye to my parents. And the nurse took me in. And then, yeah, when I got in, like, I was, like, I looked at my room. I was, like, damn. I remember I took a picture once I put my, my bags down. I took a picture, which I did record a video where I kind of explained a little bit more of what I'm saying. But I'm explaining more detail on the podcast because, you know, the video, I don't want the video to be too long and full of me talking. Like, it's a vlog of the place, not a vlog of me explaining, which is why I was in the beginning, I was trying to decide, like, when I was talking about YouTube, because I am going to refer the people from my YouTube to this episode, because in this episode, I'm going to get more in depth than in the video, because in the video, I don't want to talk too much and like shit like that, you know. On the podcast, I can talk for hours, because the podcast is about talking, but YouTube is not just about, I mean, it can be about talking, but you get what I'm saying. So, I took a picture. The picture is in the YouTube video, which I will talk about later. So yeah, it was like, damn, you know, this literally looked like a hotel room. Beds. I had three beds by the, not, I did not, I did not have three beds. My room had three beds because it's roommates. That was another thing that kind of crushed me. Like, fuck, I'm going to be with other people. So yeah, when I got there, there was already someone there. That was a heartbreaking moment. Like, fuck. But that was okay. I put my bags down. I took the picture. There wasn't a person in the room, but there was already a sub. There wasn't, like, it wasn't, my roommate wasn't physically in the room. But what I'm saying is I had a roommate. Like, at the time I came in, I was alone in the room, but I had a roommate, if you get what I'm saying? So when I got in the room, like, my first time in the room, I was alone, but I had a roommate. Like, her shit was there. I took a picture and everything. You'll see in the picture. Like, she's not in the room at the time, but I have a roommate. So that was that. It was just the thing. I was like, damn, you know, my dad sent me airtime, mom sent me airtime, you know, I bought data, all that shit, told my mom, like, yo, blah, 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 send pictures. I didn't tell my friends because it is not, you know, just something that you're like, yo, I'm in clinic, lol. But then when I post the video, a lot of my friends are probably going to find out about that. So that's cute, lol. Lol. But I did kind of make jokes about the whole thing because I don't really see it as anything too serious. Like, it's not a big deal, guys. I'm not dying or anything, so relax. But yeah, and then I just kind of settled in. And then, yeah, I think it was the next day that I had the idea to vlog my whole not the whole experience, but vlog my experience. And yeah, I decided that. I remember I saw this girl who posted a boarding school video. That was the one that actually really made me think, like years ago, not recently. Like, I just know of this girl who posted a boarding school video, and the video did well because not a lot of people go to boarding school. So it's nice to see what boarding school is like, which is what the idea I had with the clinic. Not everyone goes to clinics. So to have that idea or be able to see what it's like in a clinic. And I remember I was telling this guy, and the guy was like, you're gonna be surrounded by crazy people, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, when you watch the video, it's literally not even like anything like that. It is a psychiatric hospital. When you look it up on Google, it says psychiatric hospital. I told the guy the name of the place. He looked it up and it's like, it's a psychiatric hospital. You're gonna be around crazy people. Oh, you're gonna be crazy, blah, blah, blah. The medicines are gonna fuck you up, blah, blah, blah. And it's actually not that bad. Like, even the doctor made a joke. Like, it's not like how you see it in the movie. There's no straight, what's the word? I don't know how to say it. Strap. Those jackets that they put around crazy, not crazy people, but you know those jackets, those white jackets that they tie at the back. A straight jacket. I don't know how the word, but those jackets. It's not like that. Okay, you actually have a lot of freedom. If they had Wi-Fi, 10 out of 10, like 10 out of 10, the sheets, white, everything, you know, it was sexy. But yeah, I think I started vlogging from there on, and then I vlogged my next few days, and that is the first video that is gonna go out, which the first video is just about, like, my first few days, like, how it was in the beginning of the videos. I recorded two videos. In the first video, this was my first, like, I just got in, you know, I'm not too comfortable, I don't know anyone, like, I don't know anyone's name, like, you can't expect me to be vlogging with confidence, basically, is what I'm trying to say. Like, the first video, my vlogging was, you know, it's not shaky, but it was, like, you know what I'm saying, like, if you walk in a place, you know the video of the tube girl on TikTok, and people are like, oh, she's so confident, like, vlogging in front of people, like, if it's that same scenario, but you know all the people, you're going to be more confident vlogging. But if you're in a place where it's like you don't know anyone, you're not about to just bust out the camera. And so that's what I'm trying to just say. So in the first video, like, it was a bit like, you know, I didn't have friends in general. Like, when I first got there, obviously, like, I'm not about to start vlogging immediately. But then after, like, I think by the third day or something, I had friends and can see the vlogging improving because then I started getting more comfortable. By the second video, it was, like, way more comfortable. I was comfortable with the nurses, comfortable with everyone. But, yeah, I will get into that, too. So that was the first week. It started on, okay, so I don't want to get into much detail about it because there is a video, but I want to explain in more detail because the video, you may not understand a thing or two. For me, I'll understand, but to anyone who has no clue, you're not going to understand that much. So that was Wednesday. And then on Thursday, my first full official day, because, you know, I woke up there. It was, okay, I didn't have any classes that day. I think, yeah, on Thursday was actually when I made friends because I went outside. And yeah, I vlogged it. I remember I vlogged it. I went outside to this place called Dopamine. It's like a food place. You can buy food. I didn't actually vlog what Dopamine looks like, but you can buy food and other stuff. They sell other stuff there. And, excuse me, I was walking back to my room. I walked out. You can see it in the video. You can watch the full video. I was walking to Dopamine. I got there. I sat there. Dopamine is beautiful, by the way. If you watch the video, you'll see that place is beautiful. Hold on. Like I said, I'm cooking. I need to take the lid off before this shit starts pouring everywhere. Oh, my God. Okay, it's fine. Oh, shit. Hold on. Okay, yeah. So, when I was leaving Dopamine, because I came out to Dopamine, I put my earphones in. I just wanted to walk around, you know. Ever since I came, I've really just... So, no, I'm trying to take you guys day by day. On Wednesday when I came, I was just really in my room. I feel like when you first come to the clinic, I've met people, they tell me the same thing. Like, on your first few days, when you don't have friends, you often just stay in your room. You don't want to come out, all of that. Only when you have friends, that's when you're going to start coming out more. So, like, yeah, on the first day, I didn't come out. And on Thursday, I came out just to kind of see the place. And when I was walking back, a guy approached me and we started talking. So, yeah, we talked and talked. And then from him, I met other people. And once I met him, I just honestly felt more confident, comfortable, whatever the word is. And then I met another guy in my ward. The guy that I met, who I bumped into when I was walking back to my room, was not in my ward. And you're actually not allowed in other people's wards. I don't know, actually. Because you're not allowed, but I've been in other people's wards and people have been in mine. So I don't really know about that. But, yeah, I met the guy. I met his friends. He had guy and girlfriends. It was, you know, I met people through him. It made me come out more, made me meet new people, not just through him and all that shit. So then, yeah, I think I on the first video that I'm going to post, where I kind of, my first video, it's Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. And I don't know when I stopped, but you can just watch the video. That's really what the first video is about. I just vlogged everything, vlogged the food. Also with the food, they give you a menu so you can choose what you want. I explained in the video and showed it. Every day the menu changes. That's another thing I forgot to say in the video. The menu changes every day. So you don't eat the same thing. Like, yeah, there's menus. I vlogged the food, vlogged the menu, vlogged my room, vlogged all that shit. I don't really know what else. Because I haven't posted anything about it yet. So I don't know what questions anyone would ask. But that was my first day. If you do have any questions about anything, the times, the rules, I'm honestly tired of talking about it. Also, because I haven't posted the video yet, but I want to speak on about it here first. And yeah, so that was that. If you have any questions, the rules, the times, there also is classes. I forgot to say that there's classes also, obviously, no shit. If you have any questions about that, what's this thing? If you listen on Spotify, you can write your question down in the next episode. I'll answer them. If not, you can honestly just ask me on my socials. So, you know what? Let me use that as an opportunity to give you a little plug. You know what I'm saying? My Insta. Okay, so right now, as of today, my main account is deactivated. But by this, who knows? I don't know when this episode is going to go out because it may not be uploaded today. Like I said, today is the 17th of November. And I don't know if this is going to go out today. But if I finish recording today, there's a chance it could go out today or tomorrow. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. As of today, though, my main account is deactivated. But my main account is deb.aje. So it's D-E-B-B. The beginning of my name. So the three A first. My name is Deborah. Some people can call me Debbie, blah, blah, blah. The D-E-B-B dot A-J-E. The first three letters of my last name. Simple as that. Simple as that. Again, it's D-E-B-B dot A-J-E. My main account is public. You can just shoot me a DM asking me any questions you have. If you want to know anything. If you're listening on Spotify, you can just... I know Spotify is that place where you can write your questions down. If you have anything, ask me there. Next episode, I will answer that for you, baby. You know? What was I going to say? My spam account. So I have a spam account, Dilslava. That one has been deactivated. I have three accounts. The main, the private, which is the spam, and then the private. You know that? The secret spam. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So the second spam is Dilslava. I've said it before. That one's deactivated. It's Dils. L-U-V. H-E-R. So again, it's D-I-L-F. Wait, fuck. D-I-L-F-S-L-U-V. Love. H-E-R. Her. Dilf Slava, that's the second spam. My third spam, this one is the private one. And honestly, none of you guys are going to get in. Honestly, it depends on how your accounts look. I doubt you're going to get in this one, but I'm just plugging it regardless. This one is the private spam. This one has posts on it and shit. This one is, what is it again? It's Big Baller Debbie. Big Baller and Debbie. B-I-G-B-A-L-L-E-R-D-E-B-B-Y. Big Baller Debbie, those are all my accounts. I also just the main account because it's public and you don't have to let me you don't have to wait for me to accept your request. So those are the my three IG accounts. If you want to follow, if you want to ask a question, you can do that there, or on Spotify you can ask me there or not. I also just the spam, I'm not the spam, my Snapchat is suck my D. We don't talk about it, okay? I can't change it, okay? It's succmy.d. Again, it's succmy.d. Add me on Snap. Ask me a question. Tell me you're from the pod so that I know. Otherwise, I'm going to be like, who the fuck is this? But yeah, there you have it. That's where you can ask me any questions if you have about the place. It was a great experience. That was the first video. I'm going to post, where it's going to be like what it's like in a psychiatric ward. I'm going to post that video. I don't know when, but sometime soon. I don't know if the podcast or the video is going to come out before, but if the podcast comes out first. I haven't really been on my channel much. Like, I'm changing my channel name. I haven't decided what I'm going to change it to, so I can't really plug the channel just yet. That actually sucks. But my next podcast episode, I will definitely plug the channel. If you don't know it already or you haven't subscribed, and if the YouTube video comes out before the podcast, or if you are from my YouTube video, because I'm going to refer the YouTubers, not my YouTubers, but the people, I'm going to refer my subscribers on YouTube to this episode, because obviously in this episode I get more in depth. If you are from there, welcome to the fucking podcast. If you don't know about this podcast, welcome. Hopefully no one too close to me knows about this podcast, because this podcast I get really personal, you know what I'm saying? So anyways, that was what the first video is about. I suggest you watch it. You know how I do my shit, you know. So I think the first video is looking kind of fun. It's cute or whatever. But yeah, on to the second video. I just need to take a break from talking, because I've been recording for 21 minutes straight. No way! Ow! Fuck. Okay, in case you can't tell, no one in the kitchen. So in case you can't tell what, in case you don't know what those noises were, those were my feet. Those are my footsteps. I was stepping on the ground like really hard, and I'm wearing Crocs. But I'm on my way downstairs. I went upstairs. I don't even remember why I went upstairs, to be honest. Wait, what the fuck? Why did I? Well, I went upstairs to pee. But yeah, I stopped recording. I responded to some texts. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm downstairs. And yo, I don't really want to talk about this dumbass hospital. Like, I'm out of that bitch. I don't want to talk about it. But I feel like this episode won't be that long. But I'm going to answer some questions, though. Yeah. I don't know, honestly. Who even knows what's going on this planet, bro? Yo, I literally had to turn off my Wi-Fi because I was getting distracted. But anyways, I swear, if this shit falls, it's back on the oil, the bottle of oil. But anyways, my second week was way more better. You can definitely see the second video is a week in my life. I recorded from Monday to Friday. I literally was vlogging like this, bro. Like, I remember when I got there, I said on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I think I vlogged. I don't know if I stopped on Saturday or Sunday, but I vlogged my first week. And then the second week, throughout the week, every day I was recording and I put into one video. I just didn't record Saturday and Sunday because I didn't feel like it. But yeah, so I stopped then, and it was just the thing of like, I was bored. Like I said, there's no Wi-Fi. Like, I didn't bring any books, couldn't study, had nothing to do. Like, I was just boring as fuck. Even though I had data, it's like I had to use it wisely. Like, I can't just play with it. And you know, a lot of social media stuff, like YouTube, TikTok, that shit takes data. So it's like, yeah, I can watch it from time to time, but like, I need to be smart with how I use my data. So the second week's video, I feel like, is way better than the first week one. But the first week one is like a part one, I guess you would say. And then the second week's one is like part two. Like, I would suggest watching the first video before the second. But it's honestly up to you. Who gives a shit? That was me slapping my thigh, by the way. Don't get the wrong impression. If you could even hear it. But yeah, that was that. I can't really remember what the second video was, just me vlogging. You know, the second week, by the second week, I had classes. So I was vlogging my classes. I did explain the video, so I don't want to... it's not like I don't explain now. I just lost the interest. I was talking for 20 minutes straight, bro. Give me a break. But yeah, I will post on YouTube and here. If anyone has any questions, I'll answer it in the next time I speak. I haven't, also because there was no Wi-Fi, I wasn't able to post the videos while I was in clinic. So I couldn't make like a Q&A video while in clinic. Or like, if you ask me a question, then maybe you want to show me. Maybe you guys want me to show you something. I couldn't do it because I couldn't post a video in clinic. So you know what I'm saying? Like, let's say you guys say, for example, like, oh, what does the bathroom look like? And I could show it to you. But now it's like I can't. So that also sucks. But any questions you have, I think I will still be able to answer it, even though now I'm out. But it was an experience. I will speak more maybe after the videos come out so you can have some visual clues and all that jazz. I did explain the videos too. I showed you guys my stuff. I really exposed a lot. Also, hence the fact that I wasn't allowed to record. So, yeah. I showed the clinic, what's inside. So, yeah, that was that. I'm trying to think what else to say. The third week, I honestly just lost interest. I was barely going to classes. I recorded a third video, which was a reaction video for the first time in my whole YouTube channel thingy. I recorded a reaction video. I actually did not end up finishing to edit the video. So I stopped. I recorded the full video, but when I edited, I just lost interest halfway. And when I actually watched it back, I actually liked the video. But reaction videos are just so, like... there's just a lot. Like, it's just so, it's way more complicated to edit. Like, it's easy to record, easy to film, but it's way more complicated to edit. But I did like the video. Like, I watched the video twice in a row. Like, for me to watch it twice in a row, like, I finished the video and I just restarted it, says something. So my third video that will be going out as a reaction video, I was reacting to mukbangs, and it was, I think it's fun. I watched the video, so I mean, I have to, so I know that it's fun. If you don't know how I edit or watch my videos, you won't know if the video is worth watching. But when it comes out, I'll obviously do more promotion of that. But so far, none of my videos are out, but they all, the three videos, are filmed and edited. I'm working on a third video, which is my last day vlog, that I haven't started editing, but I actually started editing like a few minutes ago. I haven't even done an outro. The outro is obviously going to end at my house. But I started the last day vlog, like just recording my last day when I was packing, all that shit. I may or may not post that video depending on how I feel when I finish editing. Like, for example, the reaction video, I wasn't planning on posting the video. But when I watched it back, I was like, this was low-key kind of interesting. So we'll see how the last day vlog goes, you know. So yeah, that's all I have to say about the clinic. Like I said again, guys, I was admitted. I came back on Wednesday. Today is the 17th, so it was the 15th of November. I was there for 3 weeks and a half. It was okay. I feel like once I started making friends, it was to the point where, like, even when I was leaving, I was like, damn, I lucky don't want to leave. So yeah, I'll speak more when the videos come out, when this episode comes out, when you guys have any more questions, if you have any questions or anything that's unclear. So yeah, that was that. That's why I've been gone for the first few months. I mean, the first few weeks of this month. So yeah, now onto the juicy stuff. Like, let's stop talking about this boring ass shit. Let's get into some internet drama. Let's answer some fucking questions. Let's get into the juicy bits. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that clinic. Fuck the doctor who said I'm depressed. And yeah, that's that's it. That's it. Don't talk to my man like that. I like it when you like that. My man. Ah, fuck. Shit. Sorry, my fault. I'm in the kitchen, like I said. My fault. Why did you do like that? I'm tasting the food. It's hot as hell. But anyways, water ASMR. Anyways, yeah. Drake's album came out. Drake's son made a song. I know all of this is old shit, but like I said, when this thing was popping, I wasn't. Hold on. I'm cooking, don't forget that. But when all this shit was, like, you know, still popping, I wasn't, you know, I didn't record an episode, so I have to speak about it now. But I honestly don't know why I brought it up. I have nothing to say. Fuck! Okay, hold on. I'm, like, taking the stuff back. Like I said, I was cooking, so I'm kind of returning all the stuff. Yeah, but don't talk to my man like that. I just thought about my relationship status. I don't want to get into it. I was going to get into it, but then I was like, nah. Let's keep it low-key, you know what I'm saying? Oh, shit, it's your boy King. I swear to God, I wasn't even planning on doing that. I was actually just about to be like, oh, I don't even know what I was going at. And then I just thought about the whole King Sid situation. Oh, shit, it's your boy King Sid. Oh, my God, bro. What the fuck is even going on? Bro, I watch King Sid. I've been watching King Sid for quite a minute now. Just to find out, like, what? King Sid, weird as fuck. I don't even know about that whole King Sid situation. Like, bro, King Sid made a video, the my side of the story situation video. And I had this shit downloaded. Tell me why I go to my downloads. Because I'm not listening to this video. I'm not, like, listening to this video, like, in one sitting, you know, I'm listening to it, stopping, you know, other things. So tell me why it comes to this video today and it's gone. I was like, the fuck? I go to his channel, the video's gone. I'm like, the fuck? Boy, ain't no way, boy. Boy, ain't no way, boy. This guy, bro, he's making himself guilty as hell. I mean, shit, like, damn. It's just, damn, I don't even know what to say. To be honest, he making himself look guilty as fuck. He posted a video, took it down. The comments weren't even siding with him. So, I mean, like, hey, I'll take the video down too if that were me. Shit. But it doesn't even sound like he's making sense. And also, if there's anyone who knows about the situation. So, basically, King Sid had a girlfriend. Her name was Kenzie. And like I said, I've been watching King Sid for a minute now. So, it later found out that King Sid... Okay, let me not stop saying King Sid. Jason, that's his real name, right? So... he has a friend called Suave J, right? Suave! Dun, 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 dun. Oh, is that the song? No, that's not the song, is it? Shit. Okay, whatever. So, Jason has a friend called Suave. And listen, guys, I'm not in their group or whatever, but drama is just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen. Okay, right? So, Suave had a two-man, and one of the girls is a girl named Kenzie, who came for Suave, but later ended up with Jason. So, yeah, I didn't know about that, right? Because Jason has a YouTube channel, another one. He has his main one and another one. And in one of his videos, he has a friend named Jay Wanda, right? And a lot of people call him Jay Wanda like a dick rider, like blah 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 and all that shit. So basically, what's his thing? Jay Wanda made a video with King Sid and his girlfriend, and he took her on a date, blah blah blah. Jay Wanda was asking questions. And in the video, Jason said he met the girl in a grocery store. I swear to God, and I even forgot about that until I was scrolling on TikTok comments under I don't know whose post, and then it was like, oh my God, I just remember he said he met the girl at a grocery store. And I'm like, holy fucking shit. Like the story, he was telling the story like, oh, he met her at a grocery store. They bumped into each other. He was picking up her stuff, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just there like, damn, he lied, bro. Like all of them knew that it was a lie and they played along. But I don't have much to say. Like I didn't really listen to the full story. But I just like was like, damn, like when I just started the oh shit is King Sid thing, I just spoke like, yo, let me just speak on the whole King Sid thing. But I don't really like it's just so weird to like really jump into other people's drama and stuff like that. But I mean, hey, I saw the opportunity and I took it. But basically, what I actually wanted to do was I actually wanted to transition to asking. I wanted to transition to answering questions. I already plugged my social, so I'm not going to do it again. But yeah, I've been gone for a hot minute, so I have a bunch of dumbass questions. And yeah, I'm going to answer them. And that's what I wanted to do before I said the oh shit, Jason, Kingsley, whatever his name is. But yeah, let's answer some stupid-ass questions. I like answering questions because that's what everybody does. Not when I say everybody, I'm saying that's what YouTubers, podcasters, you name it. That's what they do when they run out of content. It's just like, let's answer some questions. Let's answer some questions. Oh my gosh, let me put this down. Every time I stop recording, I just want to tell you that I'm checking messages. But anyways, I have to turn my Wi-Fi off from time to time so I don't get distracted. But what was I saying now? Oh God, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, the first question is, what's the worst way to break up with someone? And I chose this one because this, listen to me with both your fucking ears. Listen, I will not repeat myself. If anybody tells me over text is not the best way, you're fucking lying and you're going to hell. You're going to go to hell, bro. Over text is the best way. Listen. If someone wants to break up with me, I'm sorry, but you are not about to do that shit in person. In fact, breaking up with someone in person is disrespectful. Like, you are calling me out. Imagine, I don't know, like, if you, what your gender is, what you identify as, but imagine your partner tells you to meet them somewhere just to break up with you. The disrespect. You are dressing up, leaving your house, whether you have a car, whether you're Ubering, whatever, you are still wasting money to get to wherever you're getting to. Wasting money to get there, and then you're still gonna come back. If you're Ubering, you're gonna pay for the Uber. If you're using a car, you're gonna use your gas, petrol, whatever you call it. So at the end of the day, you're wasting money. You're gonna leave your house, waste your time, waste your gas, waste your energy, waste your money to go meet up with someone who wants to break up with you, and then go back home and waste the money, waste the time, waste everything again. Over text is the best way. I'm sorry, but if you feel like in person, I don't care how long this relationship is, if you're gonna call me somewhere, unless the home, like, if I don't wanna, for me, I'm a girl, so I'll be speaking like for a guy. But if you're a guy, speak for a girl. If you're a girl and you're into girls, speak for girls. If you're a guy, into guys, speak for guys. But for me, as a girl who's into guys, I'm gonna speak based off like my preference, obviously. So if a guy is about to call me over just to break up with me, boy, ain't no way, boy. Unless he's coming over to my place, that's the only exception. Boy, in your way, boy. But then still again, like, the time thing, like, what the hell? Hell nah. Just shoot me the text. Let's get it over with there and then. Like, nah. Especially with me. Like, if you say it in person, I don't even know how I'm going to react. Like, over text is like, at least I have time to process shit. Like, I prefer over text just with anything in general. Like, I have time to process things. I have time to put my words together. I have time to just, you know what I'm saying? So, like, y'all can tell me what you think about that. But me, personally, God forbid, if anyone even considers telling me in person over text for a breakup, you're mad. I'm not even gonna say anything. The worst way to break up with someone is in person. If you don't value your time, you will say otherwise. Like, just actually, like, think about it. Like, the disrespect is crazy. But that is just my opinion. But, like, the disrespect is crazy. To get someone to meet up somewhere just to break up with them. Crazy. Because the thing is, like, some people may be like, okay, you guys can talk about it. But then again, fucking talk over text. That's my preference. You guys can tell me what you think. Me, personally, I'm not about to go somewhere just to get broken up with. That's crazy. Like, that's insane, bro. Boy, ain't no way, boy. If that has happened to any of you, boy, ain't no way, boy. Boy, ain't no way, boy. Okay, guys, I turned off my Wi-Fi. No more distractions. No more distractions. I just, not like I get distracted easily, but like, okay, fuck you. Anyways, next question. Do you fall in love fast? Now, you see, the thing with these questions, like, I see questions and I decide if I want to answer it or not. And with this one, I want to, yo, why the fuck do I keep stuttering? I want to answer it. Oh my God, I need to, wait, let me think about what I have to do. Cause I need to think like smart. Cause my brother, it's 2:10, 10 minutes past 2, and my brother's coming back like 4. But like, not even 4, maybe like 3:50. So I need to be like smart with how I use my time. Because I haven't finished cooking and, okay, I don't think I need to. Okay, fuck it. Okay, whatever. The reason why I picked that question, the reason why I picked to answer that question was because, like, I feel like, no, I don't. The thing with me, I feel like I'm actually not hard to love, but the thing is, like, I'm afraid of getting played. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm afraid of getting played. Like, what I was saying earlier about my relationship status, like, I'm talking to a guy or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, we doing our thing or whatever, you know what I mean? But like, the thing with me is I'm just scared of getting played. Like, the thing is, you will not know until you find out. That's the thing. Like, that's the thing. Those people who say stupid shit like, oh, I'm scared to go through my partner's phone. I'm scared to go through my partner's phone. Like, I will want to know if my partner is cheating. I don't give a fuck. I would rather know than look stupid. Because the thing is, bro, I have talked to people, told them, I'm not talking to anyone, while I'm fucking talking to other people. Like, no one is going to tell you they're talking to other people unless you catch them. No one is going to tell you because it's a thing. It's like, if they tell you, if you know your worth, you're going to leave. So then why are they even talking to you in the first place if they know you're going to leave eventually? Like, obviously, they're just stringing you along for entertainment. I'm trying to control myself from not fucking screaming. Sorry for cussing a lot. But what was I saying? Yeah, if someone's playing, they're hardly going to tell you. Like, I've played people. I've spoken to people while speaking to other people and told them I'm not speaking to anyone because in what universe will I tell them I'm speaking to other people? And if I tell you I'm speaking to other people, I'm not afraid of losing you. Point blank, period. If someone is telling you, like, yo, if someone is not scared to lose you, they'll show you through their actions, through their words, and it's up to you to decide what to do with that. Like, you need to. I remember I saw this TikTok of this guy, and he was just talking like, it was this TikTok. It was like those slideshow TikToks, and it was like, she said I'm a simp. That thing where it's like, I hate false allegations, blah, blah, blah. So it was like, she said I'm a simp. So I had to show him something like that. And it's literally screenshots, like a slideshow of screenshots of him just being dry with the girl. The girl saying, I miss you. He responding like, oh, him just, you know, being dry, being responding next day, all that shit. And then I'm going through the comments, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then one of the comments is like, oh, she's going to leave you. And then the guy literally goes, I'm not scared of her leaving me. Oh, I don't want her anyway, something like that. I can't remember. And I'm like, that's literally it. Like, people will show you whether you mean something to them or not, and it's up to you to decide, like, am I about to stay or not? So like, that's the thing. Like, for me, that's it with like love and shit. Like, love's a strong word too. Like, I don't think I fall in love quick because I actually like take a while to fall in love. And it's, you know, it's like, I want to make sure I'm not getting played. Like, once I'm sure I'm not getting played, then it's like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Peace shit. I don't even say peace shit, but that's all that I could think about. Like, you never know until you know. Like, trust me, you no one's gonna tell you, like, yo, I'm playing you. No one's gonna tell you, like, yo, I'm cheating on you. Like, you see what I'm saying? It's that type of shit that if you don't find out, you may never ever know. Like, you may just be stupid in a relationship. You may be with someone, that person's doing God knows what. Like, hell nah, I do not fall in love quickly. And if you do, that's honestly your shit. But I can feel myself getting a headache. Like, oh my God, do I switch positions? Like, I'm sitting on this stool and there's no backrest. Like, I can't rest my back. Do I go change positions? Because I was sitting in the kitchen because I was cooking, but I switched off the stove. I'm gonna move to the living room. Boy, ain't no way, boy. I can feel myself developing a headache. I'm also, oh my God, my living room has no curtains and I am not wearing pants. So if my gardener were to, I heard him, so if he was a boss, that'll be fun. That is sarcasm. I am not trying to get harassed. Thank you very much. On to the next question. Fuck. Next question. I just turned my Wi-Fi on, by the way. But the next question is, what is my favorite excuse to not go out? I don't know if you can even hear. It sounds like I'm losing my voice. But my favorite excuses... Okay, I just wanted to say, like, I'm holding my phone and the mic. So if you notice that it's, I don't know, the quality is higher or lower, that's why. I don't know. I honestly don't know, but I just decided to point out. But my favorite excuses are like, yo, my mom said no. Yo, my parents said no. Yo, I have work to do. Yo, I already got plans. Yo, blah, blah, blah. Like, honestly, but like, it depends on the person. Like, if you're someone that, like, I'm not really close to, I'll just fucking plainly tell you, no, fuck off. Okay, not fuck off, but for example, like, this guy, who I honestly don't even know, texted me last night, and we met before, and I was asking him, like, who this is, and I think, I wasn't saying who this is, I said, who is this? I don't want to sound like those fucking people who try and be like, how old you is? You know those people that say, like, how old you is, when it's how old are you? You know those type of people, like, they just talk weirdly, but I'm not trying to sound like that. But I think he felt disrespected by the fact that I didn't know who he was when he still had my number. And he was like, no, don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. And I'm just honestly trying to figure out, like, who the fuck is this? Like, who the fuck is this, bro? Homie still has my number. Homie knows my name and everything. Homie's like, oh, you look amazing. Blah, blah, blah. I'm just trying to ask questions to figure out who this is without directly asking, like, who is this? And it was just like, bro, boy, ain't no way, boy. But yeah, like, with that person, they were like, yo, let's meet up, blah, blah, blah. I was just plainly like, no, sorry. Like, no. I didn't even say sorry, I was just like, no. But yeah, it depends on the person. It depends, like, yeah, I can't really think of excuses, but if I were to, it depends, like, who you are. Like, if you're my girly, or, like, you're a close friend, then I won't decline. But if I'm not feeling like, I'll be like, I don't know. I can't think of anything right now, but yeah, I don't see myself responding if I don't. I don't see myself going if I don't want to go. Yo, this next time. Okay, next question is, do I tip every time I go out? Now, I actually thought about this, and I just realized, like, I've never paid. Shit. Is that a bad thing? I just also want to say that I am a minor. I am a minor, okay? I'm not going to say how old I am, but I am under 18. So, I haven't paid. I don't want to sound like, I don't know if that's, like, people going to be like, what the fuck? You never paid before? Like, I've never paid. So, yeah, either if I'm with the guy pays. Or my parents pay or some shit. But I don't know if I would. I don't think I would, though, to be honest. Like, if I'm keeping it real with you, I don't think I'd ever tip. Maybe not ever tip, but I don't think... I don't know, hey. Because, I don't know. Y'all, I don't know, okay? Does that make me a bad person? I don't know. Does that make me a good person? I don't know. Like, I could tip you and then still be a shit person. So... I don't know what y'all want me to say about that. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I don't know. You know, I really don't know. I really don't know, huh? It's whatever, man. I'll tip one day. Oh, shit. Next question. Do you have your eye on anybody right now? No. Next question. Who's my last kiss? Damn, I did not even... Boy, I can't even think about it. It's been a minute. I don't be kissing everybody, though. Like, I don't remember. It's been a hard minute, though. Like, I don't really... My last relationship was, like, months ago, and I don't remember me kissing anybody since then. So, I don't know. I don't know, guys. I don't fucking know, okay? Does that make me, but I don't know, okay? I honestly don't even remember. Yikes, eh? Yikes. I'm trying to think, like, actually.
Hold up, my nose hurts. Fuck.
Oh my god. Oh, my nose was tingling. My fault. My fault, gang. Oh my god. This podcast, I love it, but damn, it's a lot.
Oh my god.
Okay, I'm back. I have to be taking breaks, bro. Like, my head hurts. Damn. Oh my god, I have a lot to do. I have to still record an outro for the video. And then, because I'm doing my hair this weekend. Today's Friday. I'm gonna do tomorrow. And I wanna do the outro before I take my hair out. Because once I do my hair, you know when you do your hair, like, you gotta let that, I don't even know. Bro, I wanted to do a sew-in. Right, and I sent my mom a video of the sewing I want to do. She ignored my shit. Like, what the fuck? I sent it while I was in clinic, cause like I'm the type of person, like, if I want something, I'd rather tell over text. Like I said before, like, I prefer over text than in person. And I sent a video of what I want. She ignores it. I was like, the fuck? I replied to it, cause I was like, okay, maybe, cause she kept telling me like she didn't see the video yet. She didn't see the video. Like, she hasn't watched it yet. And I was like, nah, I know she hasn't watched it, because if she watched it, I know she would have spoken about it. So I kept replying to it, like, in the middle of our conversation. And like, to this day, it just, like, she didn't, I don't know, she didn't watch it or what the fuck. What the fuck? So yeah, I wanted to do a sewing for my next hairstyle, but the so then the place that I usually do my hair, I don't know if they do sew-ins, or not even if they do, if they can do sew-ins, especially the one that I want. So chances are I may just get braids, but I don't know. Like, I'll see. Maybe I'll get braids, and then I'll, like, I wanted to do goddess braids before. So if I don't, yeah, goddess braids was the other ones that I wanted to do. But it has to be done by someone who knows. Like, I don't want someone to experiment on me. But what was that? How did that conversation even come up? What the fuck? Why did I stop talking about that? Oh yeah, I have a lot to do today. You know, my fault, biting my nails. I have to still record an outro. And then I still have to take my hair. I'm trying to think, like, what should I do before my brother comes home? Because once my brother comes home, I can do my hair. So I have to record the outro. And then I have to finish cooking. And I think that's basically it. The rest I can do while he's here. Okay, yeah, I think that's it. Okay, so the question that, hold on, I wanted to answer is, when do you know you have too many people on the roster? And I chose this one because, bro, let me tell you guys right now. You know you have too many people. Okay, so the first one is, for me, I don't save people's numbers. No, I don't save people's numbers if I feel like we're not going to last. If I feel like I'm going to delete your number soon, or we're going to stop talking soon, I don't save your number. Because the whole process of then unsaving your number, like, if your number's not saved, I just delete your chats and you're gone. But if your number's saved, I have to unsave you and then delete your number. So I don't have a lot of people's numbers saved. When I say a lot of people, I'm talking about the roster, not just people in general. But like, also, like, some people, I don't have your number saved. It's nothing personal. It's really nothing personal. Like, yeah, also, like, when I switched phones, because I got a new phone, a lot of the numbers weren't saved. So yeah, I'm not trying to save everybody's numbers. Some people's numbers are saved, but not everybody's. And also, if I recently got your number, or you're on a roster, your number ain't saved, baby. But yeah, when you start mixing shit up, like, I don't know if it's just me, but like, let's say, for example, I don't have 5 people on my roster, but let's say I had 5 people. Now I'm talking to guy number 3 and I'm thinking, this is like, I'm thinking, I don't know how to say this. Like, I have to think, like, I can, let's say I spoke about something with guy number 1 and I'm talking to guy number 3 and I'm like, is this the guy I spoke to this thing about? That's like when you start mixing shit up. I don't know if you hear what I'm saying. Like, I start to think, like, who's the guy that I told this about? Like, who's the guy I told this? Like, I remember the time I was telling this guy something and I was like, I told you about this. And he's like, no, you didn't. And I was like, oh shit. Wrong bitch. Not wrong bitch, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, wrong guy, my fault. Like, when you start mixing shit up, when you start, you don't know, like, who's who, you don't know, like, who you spoke to this about, you don't know, like, that. Yeah, I feel like that's when you know you have too many people on the roster, like, probably, I don't know, I'm trying to think. And also, like, another one, this is for me, when you get irritated quick. Because when there's too many people on the roster, then I'm entertaining too many people. And then I just start getting irritated because then, like, I'll be getting mad at people for no reason. Like, why are you even texting me? Like, that's another one for me personally. Like, when I just get irritated, like, there's just too many people texting me. Because every person wants attention. And it's like, I can't, guys. Like, how do I tell you that other people have my attention? But that's how I know, like, the roster's too full. But the first one, I for sure, that's the one that even till now, like, it still messes me with me. Like, I don't know who I spoke to, what about. I just have to, like, stop for a moment to think because I don't want to say anything stupid. But, yeah, that's when I know the roster's too full. Next, I need to make sure this episode doesn't get too long. Next fucking question. What time was it when I started? Was it like 1? It is 2:32 right now. But anyways, next question is, what's the easiest way to lose your girl? Again, like I said, I am a female. So if you're a guy, like, wait, no. I am gonna speak, like, for girls. Like, if a guy did this, this would be the easiest way for him to lose a girl. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Like, okay, fuck, whatever. For me, I feel like the easiest way to lose your girl would be, like, if you just don't give her time. You just, like, you treat her whenever you're, I don't know how to explain, you just don't give her time. You don't put in effort. You don't make her feel like a priority. Or not even really like a priority, but you need to make her feel special. Like, she needs to be a priority. What the fuck? Like, you need to make her feel special. You need to make her feel valued. Like, no matter how long. You know those things, just like the 3-month rule, the 7-month rule. Like, don't let that shit apply to your relationship. You gotta make her feel valued, special throughout. Once she starts feeling like you not valuing her, or you're not putting in effort as much as you were before, or whatever, you're gonna lose her. But that's not even the quickest way. The quickest way is maybe, like, you know, being disloyal, cheating. Yeah, shit like that. That's, like, the quickest way you would lose me. I don't know if that's the quickest way you lose other people. But I think so. I think so, yeah. That's my answer. You guys can leave your own opinions. But I feel like that's a quick way and a valid way to say that's a quick way to lose your female. I think so. And if you're a guy, can you tell me what you feel like the quickest way to lose your I don't like saying the N-word, but, you know, your nigga, how you feel like the quickest way would be. Next fucking question is, what would you do if someone farted during sex? Sex! Ooh, we just love when I talk about sex. Like, whenever I talk about something sexual, it just does so well. But if someone farted during sex, if a guy farted during sex, It's raps. It's fucking raps. I don't give a fuck, bro. This thing of like, oh no, it's okay. It's a little fart. I'm sorry, it's raps. It's raps. I don't give a fuck if it's a little fart, if it's a long fart, if it's a silent fart, if it's anything. If you let gas out of your asshole, not even your ass, if you fart during, not even just during sex, just fart around me, that's the type of shit that you just don't do, bro. You don't do. Like, I know some guys that will not like it if their girl does it. I don't give a fuck. You can't be like, oh no, I don't like it if a girl does it. If you don't like it if a girl does it, I don't like it if a guy does it. I don't give a fuck if it's a guy. I don't give a fuck if it's a girl. I'm into guys, but I'm saying, like, I don't matter who it is. I don't, if you fart around me, okay, I'm talking about, like, weird relationships, not even, like, just, but, like, in general, farting is just disgusting. Like, it's just, like, ugh, bro, nah, don't do that. Keep that shit in your ass. Don't be farting up and about, especially during the deed, you know, especially during the fucking deed. That's just disgusting. I feel like I would be turned off, and I would just be, like, ugh, now, especially if, like, you're in a blanket, or you, oh, my God, Jesus, hell no. Fuck no. Respect yourself. Okay, respect yourself. But yeah, I think that, I don't know. Next question is, what's the hardest part about dating right now? The hardest part. Oh, before I even get into that, I also want to say, this is something that I always try to say in every episode. Like I say, there is timestamps in the description. So if I am talking about something that doesn't interest you, or you want to skip ahead or skip behind or whatever, there's timestamps in the description. Like I say, that shit takes me time. Because in my, like, 2 years ago, I would not go back through the episodes. I would record and basically post. But nowadays, I actually listen back to create timestamps. So even if you think it will offend me, use them if you want to. That shit takes me time. Anyways, back to the question. What's the hardest thing about dating right now? I think the hardest thing about dating is, like I was saying earlier, you don't know if someone's playing you. I feel like this generation, it's hard to find genuine love. I feel like out of 100 people, you'll find like one person who like genuinely wants to be serious. That's why it's like in a lot of cases, people have so many token stages, and then the number of relationships they have is like not even close to half of the number of token stages they have. And it's like people just, you know, they can't be loyal. They can't keep one person. They want other people. They're not ready to settle down. They have trust issues. They've been paid in the past. Now they're scared to, you know what I'm saying? They're scared to let someone in, or they're scared they're going to get played again. People want to be future. Like, you're not future, baby. There's only one future. And, you know, it's not you. It's not fucking you. The only future you should be worried about is your own future. It's, you know, getting that damn relationship if you even want. And I'm not, okay, I'm getting out of line, but you know what I'm saying? People just have issues, relationship issues. And that's what I feel like the hardest thing about dating right now is no one. It's hard to find something genuine. It's hard to find a genuine person. People, you know, even the genuine people, they get played. They get taken advantage of, whatever the case is. So I feel like, yeah, that's my take on what I feel like the hardest thing about dating is, especially for now in this generation. Like, you know, like, people are hot. And also, like, comparisons and shit like that, again being disloyal, like, you know, people. Another thing that I also see, especially I seen like Smash Up Past videos or like those type of find your match videos, people be like, oh, I want a natural girl, and then they don't choose the natural girl. They choose the one with the BBL, they choose the one with the full face of makeup, they choose the one with this. And there's nothing wrong with makeup, nothing wrong with the BBL. But guys be like, I prefer natural, but you choose a girl with a BBL over a girl who does not have a BBL, or you choose a girl with makeup over a girl who doesn't have makeup, or you see what I'm saying? Like, there could be five girls who are 10 out of 10s, and they will choose the one with the BBL over the one who's a 10 out of 10 and natural. Nothing wrong with the BBL, nothing wrong with makeup, you guys slay with them, but I'm just talking about guys, just, yeah, I'm not trying to offend anyone, like, nothing wrong with BBL, if the ass is fat, the ass is fat, but I just feel like guys often tend to say, I want a girl natural, but they look at girls who aren't natural. That's all. No offense to any girl. Where's the BBL? Where's makeup? Y'all beautiful. Y'all hot. I'm a girl. But if I see an attractive girl, I have no issue with saying you are attractive. So calm the fuck down. Do not hate. You're too old to be hating on me. If you have a BBL, I'm assuming you're over the age of 20 or some shit like that. You're too old to be hating on me. Like I said, I'm a minor. Keep your damn opinion to yourself. If you got offended with what I said, suck your toes and leave me alone. Anyways, next fucking question. Like, I'm not even trying to entertain any of that. Like, no. Oh my God. Is that my... No, it couldn't be. Because I just heard a car door close. And I'm like, oh my God, is that the school transport? Like, is my brother back? But I was just like, nah, it's... My God, wait. Is that actually him? No, you know what I just thought about? Because on Fridays... Okay, no, it's not him. Oh my God. You know, because the thing is, I just thought about it. On Fridays, we close early. By the high school, we close early. And I was like, yo, is my brother back? But I just remember that the high school's writing exams. So they already leave earlier. Like, you leave after you write your exams. So I was like, nah, okay. You guys don't understand, but don't worry about it. It's not him. The way I was about to jump up, because like I also said, I am not wearing pants. So not trying to have my brother, you know what I mean, see that. But anyways, next question. What's the most embarrassing text message you've ever sent? I think any message where I make a mistake in my typing, whether it's a spelling mistake, whether it's honestly just a spelling mistake, or I say something and I don't include a word. Like, let's say I say, if you're coming, open the door. And I end up saying, if you open the door, if you open the door. Like, see what I'm saying? Like, I left out the coming. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I just say something, I leave out a word, or I make a spelling mistake, anything like that. I don't have a specific worst message that I've ever sent, but I think, like, if I make a mistake, or if I'm arguing with someone and then I make a mistake, that's even times two. Like, that's just so much more embarrassing. Like, imagine making a spelling mistake at a time like that. Like, fuck no. Which just then was like, oh my god, bruh. It's just like, yeah. Like, I don't have a specific embarrassing text that I've sent. But yeah. The next question, great question, by the way. Do you go through phones? Like I said earlier, you best believe I'm going through that damn phone. Hold on. You best believe I'm going through that phone. You best believe. But anyways, this episode is getting a bit long, and my voice, I don't know if you can tell my voice. It sounds like I'm losing my voice. I'm not losing my voice, but I'm getting a headache. I get headaches when I speak. Not get a headache, but like my head is heating up. Like I just put my hand on my head and it's kind of hot. It's warm. And I still have to cook and I still have to record an outro. And yeah, I'm trying to do like a vlog for this weekend because tomorrow I'm doing my hair and then Saturday I'm doing my hair and then Sunday I'm going out with my mom and my brother and I want to vlog that. And then next week I'm going on a getaway with my friend. So I want to see if I should do like a glow up video for that trip. And then if I'm going to do a glow up video, then tomorrow when I do my hair, that's going to be part of the glow up part of the video. So, and I may do my nails, depends. I don't know, guys. I don't know, okay? This YouTube shit is crazy. But then again, I'm not really doing anything because I'm not going to school. So I do have a lot of time to work on YouTube videos and podcasts. But regardless, it's a lot, okay? But anyways, let me think. I'm trying to think, like, how many questions should I continue answering? Because this episode is getting, like, pretty long. Like, it's getting pretty long. Like, I don't want to answer questions that's going to require, like, a long answer. Like, let me think. I don't know. Okay, you know what? Let me just answer, like, one more question. Okay, the biggest misconception about me. The biggest misconception, I don't even know. Oh, yeah, maybe, like, I'm rich. I guess that's one. I'm rich. Another one is I'm a hoe. Not necessarily, like, a hoe. But, like, I feel like there's this thing of, like, when you're attractive, people assume that you're a hoe. Or you talk to, like, a lot of people. You can't be loyal or whatever the case is. And let me keep it real with you. In this life, if they wanted to, they would. If I want to be loyal to you, I will be loyal to you. Regardless of how attractive I could ever be, how attractive you may think I am. Like, if I want to be loyal to you, I'll be loyal. So don't even convince yourself that, oh no, she's gonna cheat regardless. Like, if I want to be loyal to you, I will be loyal. So I think, yeah, that could be a misconception. You know, people thinking that I talk to a lot of people. People thinking that I'm a hoe, I guess you could say. People thinking I'm rich just because I spend money properly. I don't fucking know. I don't want to get into it. Like I said, episode's getting long. My voice, my head. I'm trying to think what other misconception is there. I don't know. Well, that's it. This episode, I've been recording for 32 minutes and that just shows you. Like, I answered questions and somehow the episode is 32 minutes. But I need to stop, bro. My voice, and I need to finish cooking, and I still need to record an outro for my video. Damn. I love it, but it's a lot. But guys, that is it for the episode. I'm back. I know I sit all the time, but like I try to be as consistent as I can. But this podcast, I just record when I want to record. Would you prefer me record posting every week, but my energy's down? I don't have shit to talk about. I'm being lame as fuck. Or would you rather me record when I can? Okay, fuck. I just lost interest midway. But that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I didn't really talk much. I just wanted questions. Like, I didn't talk much about myself, but at the same time I kind of did because I answered questions. But yeah, I was admitted. I'm free. I'm home. I have Wi-Fi. It was a blessing to have Wi-Fi when I got home. Like, it was a blessing. I missed out on so much, but then again, I did have data. I was on YouTube, I was on Insta, all that shit, but I wasn't on for long. But that is it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed. If you have anything you want me to talk about, say my opinion on anything, all that shit, you know where to find me. I already plugged my socials. If you have any questions about the hospital or any questions you want me to answer in general, like what I did at the end, send them in. You already know, I suggest my Snap because that's where you can get me as of right now. My Instas, if I don't know when this episode is going to get posted, but my Instas, some of them are posted. I mean, not posted, deactivated, and the other two are private. So my Snap, I'll plug it again. It's suckmyd, succmy.d. Again, slower, it's succmy.d. Add me on Snap. Ask me anything. Tell me what you want me to talk about. All that shit. Let me know what the podcast is about. If you're listening on Spotify, you can just ask any question there. Rate 5 stars if you think it's 5-star worthy. I don't know what the fuck you guys want me to say, but I'm done. You guys will catch me in the next episode. Whether it's YouTube, whether it's podcast, I'll see you guys when I see you. And with that, I'm gonna see you guys later. Peace and love.